With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Supreme Court strikes down most of President Trump's tariffs, a major blow. Correspondent Mark Sherman has more.
In the majority were Chief Justice John Roberts, as well as two justices that Trump himself appointed in his first term, Justices Neil Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett. The court's three liberal justices were also part of the majority. The court did not address how or whether any of the money collected so far, which is roughly $130 billion according to federal data through December, whether any of that would have to be refunded, and if so, how.
Also this past hour, the president pushed back after the ruling and said the tariffs can still be salvaged.
All of those tariffs remain. They all remain. I don't know if you know that or not. They all remain. We're still getting them, and we will after the decision. I guess there's nobody left to appeal to. But again, those three people, such respect. I've had a lot of respect for them anyway, but such great respect. But other alternatives will now be used to replace the ones that the court incorrectly rejected.
Today's decision does not affect all of Trump's tariffs, but invalidates those implemented using an emergency law. A Portland, Oregon company recalling 3.4 million pounds of frozen chicken fried rice that could contain pieces of glass.
No injuries have been reported. The fried rice is produced by Ajinomoto Foods North America in Portland, Oregon. It's sold in 20-ounce plastic bags. The effective packages have best sell dates of September 8th through November 17th, 2026. And the establishment number inside the USDA mark of inspection is P18356. Customers are being asked to throw out the product or return it to where it was purchased. I'm Donna Water.
And this is SRN News. The annual 40 Days for Life campaign is now underway.
From now through March 29th, pro-life advocates will stand outside abortion clinics in more than 650 cities in the U.S. and around the world and silently pray for the babies and the mothers. Since 40 Days got underway in 2007, organizers report more than 26,000 women have decided not to have an abortion. Nearly 300 clinic workers have quit their jobs and almost 200 clinics have closed. 40 Days holds campaigns in the spring and fall each year. Michael Harrington reporting.
A New Jersey Catholic diocese outside Philadelphia has agreed to pay $180 million in a priest sexual abuse settlement. That's the latest in a church scandal set off more than two decades ago. The Camden diocese, like others nationwide, filed for bankruptcy amid a torrent of lawsuits after the statute of limitations was relaxed. Other large priest abuse settlements reached by the Catholic Church in the U.S. include $880 million in Los Angeles. This is SRN News. America's gross domestic product, that's the nation's output of goods and services, increased at a rate of 1.4% annual rate, that is, in the fourth quarter. The Commerce Department reports that is down from 4.4% seen in the July through September quarter and 3.8% in the quarter before that. A downturn in government and consumer spending contributed to the slowdown in fourth quarter growth. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. stocks drifting higher in a relatively muted reaction after today's Supreme Court ruling that struck down the president's sweeping tariffs. They had thrown financial markets into panic when they were announced last year. New research shows mid-sized U.S. companies pay more in Trump-era tariffs, and the costs land at home. The J.P. Morgan Chase Institute study says tariff payments hit the mid-level companies the hardest. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.